I want to speak to you tonight as we look at verse 17 of Romans 14 about the heavenly trio, righteousness, peace, and joy.
Amen.
Now, when the Lord saved me many, many years ago, I became a possessor of the heavenly trio, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And also the Trinity, the heavenly trio, moved in my heart. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And in all these years, and in all my sojourn, the blessed Trinity will always be my companion. If I'm away from home, homesick, lonely, blue, the trio sits on my bedside and gives me songs in the night season and all the day long. If I'm flying in a jet 35,000 feet in there, the trio rides with me. If my body is facing a surgeon's scalpel, the trio is there. And I'm grateful for this heavenly trio. But when the Trinity moved into my heart, I became a possessor of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Paul reminds us that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not rituals. It's not ceremonies. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, of course, that was a controversy in Paul's day about eating food that had been offered to idols in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. In other words, if a person thinks they know a lot, the apostle says they don't know anything. And then he tells us that though there be they that be called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods and many lords, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and that one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him. And as far as eating meat that was offered to idols, the apostle says it doesn't do anything to help us. It doesn't do anything to hurt us. In other words, it has no power whatsoever. It don't make us worse, and it don't make us any better. But he said, wherefore, if meat make my brethren offend, I will not eat flesh, while the world standeth, that I might make my brother to offend. Now, of course, the child of God, who knows the doctrines of God's grace, and that we are saved by grace through faith, can eat a slice of ham, can even eat fish on Friday, and it does not matter. It's not religious rules, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Vance Havner said many years ago that it seems that most people are freezing or frying. But it's our responsibility to preach the whole counsel of God. Now, preaching the grace of God does not give men the license to sin. And some people are very fond of the verse, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And I'm grateful for it as well. But it also says, shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. And so when God saved us by grace through faith, He made us a possessor of His divine righteousness. If any man be in Christ, he has become a new creature, and the former things are passed away. Galatians 5:1 says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. When God saved us, immediately we became the possessor of righteousness, not self-righteousness, not man-made righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Did you know that to enter heaven, you must be as righteous as Jesus Christ? And there's not a person in this building or in all this world that could attain that kind of righteousness. But He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. One day, this sinner saved by grace is going to walk on streets of gold, because I'm clothed in the righteousness of the Son of God. I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, I've said it here before many times, and I like to say it. I am grateful that on that April night, the perfect man went to his heavenly wardrobe, found a robe with my name on it, and the grace of God winged its way past sunrises and sunsets, came to planet Earth, Whitnall, North Carolina, Central Baptist Church, stripped away the filthy rags of an unrighteous 9-year-old boy and clothed me in the righteousness of the Son of God. You don't see the robe, but I wear it. And I'm going to heaven because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And because we possess His righteousness, we want to be righteous as He is righteous. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that will plant us in the city of God. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And there's not the remotest possibility of ever entering heaven without a pure heart. And no person can ever receive a pure heart without the righteousness of Jesus Christ. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And so Paul is not telling his hearers how to become Christians, how to make themselves Christians by their own labors. But he's telling them how to behave as Christians. And the apostle says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, and you can know that you're in the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is not rituals. It is not routine. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." Do you have possessed righteousness? Do you have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost? Now, you know that it comes in that order. You have to have righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, before you can have peace. And you won't ever have joy in the Holy Ghost without the peace of God. That work of God that has been done in your heart. The righteousness that God gives us means a desire to be free from sin. Because it is sin that separates us from God. But if we have been made righteous, we have a desire to be right with God. So we can praise the Lord. It is hard. It is almost impossible to praise the Lord without a heart that is right with God. And as Brother Milby said, how long has it been since you just got along somewhere and thanked God for saving you. You didn't ask Him for anything. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. That's our birthright. He bids us to come to His throne and obtain mercy and find help in time of need. How long has it been since you just got along with Him and thanked Him for saving you and making you righteous by His own blood? Oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All of my hope and all that I am and all that I ever shall be is anchored in Jesus Christ. People always said, what camp are you in? Truth is, I'm not in a camp. Paul said that we're to go without the camp unto Him. Bear the reproach of Christ. I'm a Bible believer. I'm certainly not a liberal. I'm not a legalist. But I am a follower of the Lamb. I believe the Word of God and the Word of God that shall stand. And if you're a possessor of the righteousness of Christ, then you have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now when the righteousness of God comes, there will be peace. You can't have peace without the righteousness of Christ. God will never allow any person to know real peace until they've been made right with God, until they have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now if a bone is broken, the only way for that bone to heal is to set that bone so that it can begin to heal. And when man fell in the Garden of Eden from innocence into sin, every righteous bone in mankind was broken so that there is none righteous, there's none that doeth good, and there's none that seeketh after God, and there is none that understandeth. But God in mercy and God in grace came to us. When we could not get to Him, He came down. He lifted me up out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, established my going, and put a song in my heart, a song of praise. For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross. Now you can't have peace with God until first of all, you can't have the peace of God until first of all, you have peace with God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a peace that cannot be described. Joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Peace that comes down from the Father above. And the treasure unseen that no man can describe. But the peace of God is the second mark of the kingdom of God. Now the world gives false peace, a false hope. And the world cries peace when there is no peace. And all of us have more sense tonight to believe that a bunch of godless men at the UN can ever produce peace. And if a godless that are leading our nation can ever produce peace, it's a false peace. And the world cries peace when there is no peace. As a matter of fact, they even give a prize for peace. The Nobel Peace Prize. Men like Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Mother Teresa, Begin, and Yasser Arafat, And the Rock, Hussein Obama, was given the Nobel Peace Prize. Though he hadn't even been in office 1 year during his first term. They gave him the Peace Prize because of all that he was going to do. Well, something didn't work out just right, did it? There's a lot of talk about peace, but it's God's peace. Neville Chamberlain returned. He held up a treaty that Adolf Hitler had signed and said, peace in our time. But he didn't know that when he left Adolf Hitler in the room alone, that Adolf Hitler had got down and literally gnawed the carpet. But the whizzing bombs and the destruction of World War II proved that Mr. Chamberlain was wrong. Governor Pickens stood at Edgefield, South Carolina, and said to the people, I will drink all the blood in the thimble that will ever be shed between the North and the South. But he was wrong. And that was the terrible Civil War. Franklin Roosevelt said, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. The world cannot give peace, but all the kingdom of God, His righteousness and peace, being justified by faith, have peace with God. I don't have to tell you the news is awful discouraging. And we see our nation, as it were, the ship of state making a plunge downward. And I think sometimes, Brother Neesmith, I'm beyond shocked. But I still get shocked. I don't know about even the survival of this nation that we love. But I know this. Having made peace with God, there is something in my heart that the devil and the world cannot remove. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not based on the circumstances. It is not based on the political life. It is not based on my physical feelings. It is based on my relationship to Him. Therefore, being justified by faith, have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I read many years ago, someone did a study, and they found out that there were more suicides committed between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. more than any other time of the day. That more suicides take place on sunny days rather than on rainy days. And that more people end their lives in May and June than any other time. And of course, this was a survey done many, many years ago. And that says that there are those whose hearts are as dark as cellars, filled with loneliness and despair. And because their surroundings, when it is dark and gloomy, corresponds to their life, they can make it. But when the day is filled with sunshine, the contrast of the darkness of their heart, and the outside is so unbearable. Evidently, sometimes their mind snaps and life becomes unbearable. But I do know that Jesus said this in Matthew 6:23. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? But Isaiah 23 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on thee, because it trusteth in thee. Psalm 61:2, from the end of the earth will I cry to thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I'm telling you that every child of God is a possessor of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Some time ago, a dear lady who was up in her 80s. But many years ago, when I was just a boy preacher, she asked me to preach her funeral. And I told her if I was still around, I'd be glad to. This was probably 49 years ago. Because God helping me, this past May I've been preaching 51 years. And every time I meet this lady, whether it's in a revival service or in a store somewhere, she'd always say, "You know, you're supposed to preach my funeral." And she was a gracious lady, a godly lady. And back last November, God called her home. And I had the privilege of preaching her funeral. And as they removed her body from the church, by her own request, the congregation stood to sing "Heavenly Sunlight." Shadows around me. Shadows above me. Never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light. In Him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to His side in the bright sunlight. Ever rejoicing. Pressing my way to mansions above. Singing His praises. Gladly I'm rejoicing. Singing His praises. Walking in sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight flooded my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah! I am rejoicing. Jesus is mine. Because if you're saved, you're a possessor of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's always peace in your heart. That don't mean there won't be turmoil in your life. And that don't mean, of course, sometimes that our hearts are too heavy for song or mirth. But it does mean that way down deep in our heart, there's the peace of God. A peace so secure that no power on earth can ever remove it. I've read that there's always calmness down in the sea, 50 feet deep. And even if a hurricane, even if a storm drives the waves so high until they cover the bridge of that battleship, just 50 feet down in a submarine, there's absolute calmness. 50 feet, just 50 feet below the surface. Now I want to tell you, no matter what's raging around us or above us, the storm clouds rise, and the thunder sounds, and the lightning flashes. But down in our heart, there is righteousness, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I've had the privilege several times to go by Buckingham Palace in London. And I'm told that when the flag is flying, that means the Queen is in residence. And when the flag, the royal banner is not flying, then the Queen is absent. I want to tell you, since the night God saved me, the joy flag has been flying in my heart. In all weather, in all circumstances, God did it! For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.